See the Sun Times today. Delays leave suburban Cook voters wondering if their ballots will count. This is their editorial. The mantra you heard around the country is Democrats are the party that wants easy access to the ballot box and every vote counted. We're not sure they got that memo in suburban Cook County, where Democratic County Clerk Karen Yarborough runs the elections. First, almost 30,000 suburban Cook County people were told just before the October 18th deadline that the county could not verify their online voter registrations, although the county said not to worry, it would catch up. Next, about 20,000 people who applied for mail-in ballots still had not received them as of early last week. And then there were those people who mailed in their ballots or deposited them in drop boxes only to see them listed online as not received a week or weeks after submitting them. According to the clerk's office, information on 69,000 ballots had been updated on their site as of Tuesday, but 73,000 ballots already in-house were still listed as not received. The county says they expect to be caught up by the end of the week. Yarborough is letting her constituents down. And what happens when the procrastinators start voting? This is a critical election, says the Sun-Times. The county clerk's office has to step up its game yesterday and make sure every ballot is processed properly. On a phone line is Edmund Michalowski, Cook County Clerk, Deputy of Elections. We visited, I guess, with your boss the other day, Edmund. Thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Good, Mr. Williams. Thank you for allowing us on the show today.
Yeah, well, you know, you read that and you think, okay, what's the other side? I want you to pick it up with the last sentence. Make sure that every ballot is processed promptly. Is your office confident that they will be able to get all of the ballots processed and done so soon?
Yes, we're very confident. I actually feel that the article and the editorial within the Sun-Times actually, unfortunately, is very misleading to the voters. In discussing the numbers with the editorial board the other day, you know, they misclassified the way, you know, where the votes are, where the ballots are, what the process is. And the important thing is that voters have confidence that the system is working and it's going to continue to work. I think any time we use the word backlog, it references a meaning that we're taking on more work than we can handle. And that hasn't been the case. Although we did have a huge, huge amount of mail ballots and applications for registration that came in, we have processed all of those. And we're working on a day-to-day basis as it is now. So when they noted that there were 30,000 people waiting for their registration to clear, it simply meant that we had to process what the state provided us, which we did in a weekend and which we continue to do. So the last day of registration was the 18th. And as of today, with the additional 35,000 registrations that came in over the weekend, we're going to be clear with that. So I hope the voters and your listeners understand that a backlog is something that we can't handle. Well, we have a plan, and we're managing this very efficiently. 4 years ago, there was less than 100,000 mail ballots cast. Today, we're already in queue to process 141,000 of those.
Do those numbers again.
So 4 years ago, there was less than 100,000 mail ballots cast in the presidential election. And in queue at our operations center, we transferred the mail voting processing unit to our operations center, which is in Cicero. It was in the basement here at 69 West Washington. We quadrupled up on equipment and process, and we were very thoughtful that under the old system, you had to basically, the judges and the employees had to go from one point to another point to another point. Well, in this system, we're allowing 4 points of work product to be done at the same time. So there could be, conceptually, 200,000 ballots in process at the same time. That doesn't mean we're not processing the ballots. So currently, we've processed 69,000 ballots through the system. And we have 43,000 approximately that are 42,291 that will be finished up today. So what happens, the ballots come in and they go through a sorter and a scanner. The sorter and scanner then takes an image of the signature. So at the next stage, the judges can review the signature on the ballot, mm-hmm. and they can compare that to the signature in the voter registration system. So the first point is the first scanner. The second point is the judges, which we have 10 sets of three set up that they can do this all at once. And then after the signatures are verified, they're run through an additional scanner, which will then allow that to be updated to the website and allow the voter to notify them that the ballot has been received. So we've got 141,000 pieces of mail that are either done or in queue, and we're now gathering up what came in yesterday to run through the first stage. So it isn't a backlog, and we're not handling the mail that's coming in, and we will count every ballot that comes through. That's really important to know.
Are those people doing that like right now as we speak?
Absolutely.
I'd be fascinated to see that. That is, people sitting at tables, and what a tedious but maybe important job, comparing signature.
Right, and for the poll watchers that want to come in and do this, because it's eligible to be public viewing, we supplied 3 large screen TVs in a waiting area so they can view it without coming into close contact and keeping social distancing.
That should be on closed circuit. That should be, I ought to be able to go to some.com and watch that process.
Yeah, right now it's run through our security system, so we didn't figure out a way to put that on a closed circuit, nor do we have one, but that would be very interesting. Yeah, I think that would be an appropriate use of the video capture.
And then also just talk to me about this. I mean, so is it literally like there's a mail room with great big bags and somebody's dumping out tens of thousands of ballots?
No, not at all. So we pick up twice from the post office, and they're picked up in bins. They're then delivered to the operations center where they're kind of moved into an orderly form that they can go into the first portion of the scan.
You laugh. Like that's preposterous, but I think people have that in mind. And when
they
read the word backlog and they say 76,000 and another 60,000, you think, I can just see these piles of things with somebody named, you know, Timmy walking around going, hey, where do I put these? And they go, put them in the corner. And it's like that.
Hold on.
I have to pause. Let's finish this conversation on the other side. I'm really glad we called this guy. Matthew Lierlbach, he was our last guest. This is Edmund Michalowski, and he is the Deputy Clerk of Elections for Cook County. We'll finish this conversation in a minute. This is WGN. On a phone line is the Deputy Clerk of Elections for Cook County. His name has been evolving over the course of this interview. I'm now going to go with, are you ready for this, Edmund? I'm now going to do your last name again.
Okay.
Michalowski.
Close.
Do it for me, man.
Michalowski.
So you are intimately aware then of what happens with the ballots as they are mailed in. Does that include the ballots that are dropped off at those safe boxes as well?
Yes, those are picked up every day by an arm carrier and scanned into inventory with the arm carrier and then scanned into our inventory at the operations center.
You are not the city of Chicago, though, right? You are Cook County accepts Chicago, is that correct?
Yes, suburban Cook County.
Have there been any problems? I've seen stories about one of the boxes was set on fire or et cetera, et cetera. Have there been any incidents around these ballots in Cook County?
No, we keep all of our ballot boxes inside the voting facility, so there have not been any issues. We have one external box at 69 West Washington, which is under the buildings guard and camera. So we have had no issues with any ballot boxes.
We're talking about the physical handling of these things, which was a point in the Sun-Times editorial. They criticize your office for not being up to speed, but it's also about the mailing in process and the emailing back to people, notifying them that their ballots have been received. Can you comment on that? Have there been problems along those lines?
No, there may be some confusion about what it means to have the ballot received. So as I kind of went overboard and explained the process within the operations center, once it goes through the signature verification, we know that the ballot's good, that it's going to be counted. So then it's run through another sorter scanner, and then that's when we update the website that it's been received. We don't want to tell people that it's been received when it first comes in the door because it has to be verified.
But I do have email from people and text messages. I'll take phone calls now, if you like, from people who either it was a long time before they got their ballot or they mailed in their ballot a long time ago and they still haven't received any confirmation that it's been scanned.
So we should. I mean, if all is expected, there'll be another 42,000 individuals getting notification today and another 30,000 by the end of tomorrow.
Wow. And to what do you attribute that? I mean, is that just the normal processing of it, or was there some sort of a problem that caused that many to only now go out?
No, there has not been a problem. And the reality is we have processed more than we've ever received in the past, and we're doing it efficiently. It's just a process. And, you know, we had a plan in place. We ordered additional equipment and made certain that we had a facility that could handle this volume. We anticipated that the mail ballots would be at least 500,000, and that's what we're going to get, and we certainly are able to process it.
And so while you've got 13 more days of this, you have already handled more this year than you did in all of 2016.
Yes.
A couple of calls for our guests, and then we'll let them go. Let's talk to Karen. You're on WGN. Hi, Karen. What do you want to say?
Hi, Mr. Williams.
Hey.
I'm calling to verify what this gentleman just said. I applied online. I received my ballot October 1st. I mailed it at my post office October 4th. I received a confirmation that it was processed October 13th. It was seamless.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for the phone call. I would say that, you know, what we're hearing about are the exceptions. They're important, but maybe Karen is more the rule, huh, Edmund?
That's what we've experienced.
Doris, you're on WGN. Can we help you, Doris, or what do you want to say? Hi.
Well, I'm 88. 10 years ago, I lost all my vision. I know my signature isn't the same what it used to be. How do I know if my ballot is approved?
So the ballot's going to go through, and there'll be three independent judges. And the way the statute was set up this year, so we have three judges, election judges, at each having their own screen. If any of them feel it's accurate, it'll move on. And we do have signature experts that talk about that very issue, that, you know, in a population that may have aged, or in a population that may experience, you know, signing it at a DMV compared to signing it,
yes,
you know,
yes,
standing. So we do have experts that review that. And to even make this better, that if for some reason somebody is rejected, the way the statute reads now is that we will call them and send them an email. And the only thing they have to tell us is that they intended to cast that ballot, and we will cast it. In the old methodology, they would have to come in, they would have to prove that signature, but the statute that they passed was very thoughtful of that very issue. So we're very confident that that will help.
Doris, I'm so glad you called. I hope that helps. But Edmund, if in the case of somebody like Doris, if I haven't received word that there was a problem, then I should assume that it's going okay.
Yes.
This is Susan. You're on WGN. Susan, what was your question or comment?
Hi, I have a question about signatures also. I want to vote by mail, and I have my ballot, but I can't remember if I signed my full middle name or just my middle initial when I registered to vote.
I did the same thing, Susan. My driver's license doesn't have my middle initial, and my mailed-in ballot does.
My full name doesn't even fit on the signature block. But yeah. It doesn't, you know, we're not looking for completion. What we're looking for are keystrokes within the signature that are going to verify it. The statute and the purpose behind it is to get, you know, to make certain that we're right. We're not there to have three judges peruse this with magnifying glasses to prove someone wrong. We're looking at the image as a whole and making certain it's right so we can make certain that the votes are cast and tallied.
I think that is a very interesting and helpful distinction. Look, voting is a constitutional right. They're there just to say yes, not find a way to say no. So if that largely looks like the signature matches, but I have a W there and it wasn't on the other thing, then it's generally going to be regarded as okay. Correct, Edmund?
Absolutely.
Just you wanted to say something, Edmund?
No, I was just agreeing with you, Mr.
Williams. Well, then I've got all the time in the world for you. Let's just take a couple more calls. Tom, you're on WGN. How can we help you, Tom?
Hi, King John.
Hey.
Hey, my son, he registered for the first time online. And when he registered, they asked about the mail-in. And
right.
He put no. Okay, but he was mailed a ballot. Yesterday, he went and voted early, and he was on the line and everything. He had no problem. And what he said, he had to sign the envelope or something, and they poured it.
Sure. So if they recorded that if the vote was put in the mail, he would then have voted provisionally on election day, and that vote is going to count.
Right. He voted early yesterday.
We are going to count the early vote that he voted yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. Did you were you always so expert on this sort of thing, Edmund, or have you been getting the crash course like all of us?
Yeah, I started the job a few weeks ago, so it's been a pretty crash course.
Are you serious?
No, I've been here for... I've been in and around the business for a long time.
I was just going to say, because you are a quick study then. You are very good at this, and I appreciate your time. We are going to call you again, unfortunately, maybe later this week or next week, and have you answer more questions for our listeners, all right?
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Williams. Have a good day.
Thanks for the work that you're doing over there. How about that? Edmund Michalewski, the deputy clerk of elections.